Dictation for Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Riddle, R-E-I-T-H-E-L, January 2044. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation, Mr. Riddle. Chronic kidney disease, history of calcium oxalate stones with hydronephrosis, urinary tract infection, sepsis, follows urology, at Sagino, Dr. Raj Purkar, R-A-J, P as in Paul, U-R-K-A-R. Comes accompanied with wife. He's been producing a stone for more than 50 years. He's trying to do an increased fluid intake and minimizing sodium and animal protein. He takes allopurinol for question prior component of uric acid, although he did not have gout. He has also prior prostate surgery for enlargement of the prostate. A stable weight, appetite, no nausea, vomiting, no bowel problems, isolated hemorrhoidal bleeding, chronic constipation, presently urine clear without infection, cloudiness of blood, no nocturnal or incontinence and degree of urgency, no edema, claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain palpitation, no lightheadedness, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. He's still enjoying playing golf. Next paragraph. Past medical history, enlargement of the prostate, prior prostate surgery, kidney stones, appears calcium oxalate, last year 2024, obstruction, hydronephrosis, sepsis, retrograde removal of stone, ureteral stent. Problems of sinus allergies with nasal polyps requiring extensive surgery. Nasal area in a couple of years ago. Hypertension, elevated cholesterol, sleep apnea, denies giving thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, coronary artery disease, or liver problems. Next paragraph, surgeries including hemorrhoids, vasectomy, a number of colonoscopies, prior procedure for left-sided detachment of the retina, umbilical hernia repair, surgery for enlargement of the prostate, bilateral cataracts, right-sided hip replacement, endoscopic surgery of his sinuses and polyps 2022, the bladder cystoscopy, retrograde lithotripsy, and stenting. Next paragraph, medications include HCTC, and potassium sparing triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N, Flomax, nasal spray, Q-Var inhaler, Pro-Air, Trazodone, Allopurinol, Tramadol, a number of eye drops, Lipitor, and he is on monoclonal antibody for asthma and allergies, Nucala, N-U-C-A-L-A. Also takes budesonide nasal rings, Prilosec aspirin, occasionally ibuprofen, vitamins, Metamucil. Next paragraph, reported allergy to sulfa. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 179 pounds, 69 inches tall. Blood pressure, 110 over 60, 130 over 80, left. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities. Presently, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal tenderness or back discomfort, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from May. Creatinine 1.47, GFR48, stage 3, normal electrolyte, acid base, and calcium. Last year, at the time of complications of obstruction sepsis, creatinine 1.7, uric acid at 5.5, good control of cholesterol. There has been anemia 11.6. Low platelets. Prior imaging shows normal size kidneys. Next paragraph, August last year, stone analysis was 71% calcium oxalate monohydrate, 25% calcium oxalate dehydrate, and 4% apatite. Prior echo, normal ejection fraction, minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease associated to urolithiasis, prior obstruction, complications of infection sepsis, followed with urology. Kidney function has improved but has not returned to normal. Calcium oxalate stones. There was no component of uric acid on prior stone analysis. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. No evidence of volume overload. No symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis. Chemistries to be follow over time, including electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and cell count for anemia. Given the prolonged recurrence and now compromising kidney function with the stones, we need to identify and adjust any risk factors as possible. The importance of fluid intake to produce a urine output in the 2.5 liters, minimizing sodium protein intake. We are going to do a new urinary collection on his normal routine diet and fluid intake. Based on results, we will decide if we need to maximize oxalate restriction, potentially adding citrate supplements. All this guided through the collection of urine. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed with the patient and family. End of dictation.